Meteors. The synapse that retains elegies kicks in for a bit, like a personal commonplace book. Break, break, break on your cold grey stones, O sea. Lament for the makers. Timor mortis conturbat me, the fear of death confounds me. It is the blight man was born for, it is Margaret you mourn for. If truth in hearts that perish could move the powers on high, I think the love I bear you would make you not to die. Howl, 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 oh, you are men of stones. The evil that men do lives after them. The good is oft interred with their bones. Thus let it be with Caesar. But another synapse stitches itself in. An essay on the elegy, how Virginia Woolf uses the old English lyric, so that the small rain down can rain. Christ, that my love were in my arms and I in my bed again. It is 50 years since the National Guard shot 4 anti-Vietnam protesters dead at Kent State. Someone's brother still says how alive she was. The first synapse remains running in the background. Stevie Smith's Army, the countless dead. Yeats's Mr. Justice Kinsella's lament for Mrs. Mary Moore. And being old, she put a skin on everything she said. What will I do for pretty girls now my old board is dead? It's melancholy long withdrawing roar. Third synapse intrudes like a blade. 6 blocks from here, 16 COVID victims died in numb, scared weeks at Newmarch. My cousin is grateful they would not admit her mother. On the internet, there is an instigated controversy, some left-wing or right-wing claiming the disease is overrated. Others accept lockdown but fear the police, the use of facts, not lies, as weapons of mass destruction. Between moonset and sunrise yesterday morning, my daughter and I saw the Eta Aquarian meteors as we were honed by cold on the front terrace. There were at least 6 and they moved with a slowness surprising in a shooting star from the invisible Aquarius constellation, having followed the moon to the west, no longer in the east over light-cocooned Sydney. They indeed now glided faintly back east, except one, that left them and dispersed southward, the touch that made the peacock's tail, or if you like, the shotgun on the wagon train. Apparently not many people here saw them. Light years are by their nature an elegy, and all those fragments long vanished, but not. Partly why Einstein presupposed a god in his calculations. The third synapse reminds me. Einstein did not approve of the Israeli state. The deaths of Palestinians appalled him. Using COVID as distraction to annex the left bank would seem a desecration of science to him. He would have liked Tolstoy's observation, perhaps, that if he could wish one thing for men, it would be to spend a short time away from their lives to think about them. The skin of the old becomes so sensitive. Have I more empathy with Newmarch because it breathes the same still Penrith air? Its survivors may have seen the Eta Aquariids too, but through glass, in between the kindling sun and setting moon. Because she went behind the mountain so soon, the meteors could appear in her absence, but relaxedly, without strain, to arrange any pyrotechnics. After the first death, said Thomas, there is no other. But it seems to me to be the first synapse, one constellated with the clamour of people's voices, which cannot refuse to mourn.